98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo starts now.
Straight up, 2 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome into today's edition of the Burns and Gambo Show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We are live from the Auction Community Studios. My name is Dave Burns alongside the one, the only, John Gambadoro. Hi, Gambo.
Burnsy, what is going on? I remind everybody, tomorrow we're going to be out at the Albertsons at Desert Ridge.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a Woodford bourbon bottle engraving, the bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. It's a beautiful bottle, and you could get it engraved absolutely free. So come on down to the Desert Ridge Albertsons tomorrow and meet us there and pick up a bottle, get it engraved. It's awesome. People love it. We had a good event last week with it, and we're going to do another one as they get ready for the Kentucky Derby. But it's a really good bourbon from what I hear, and we know the engravings are awesome.
The engravings are awesome. So Woodford Reserve, again, the Albertsons at Desert Ridge, 2 until 6 tomorrow. We'll be out there. We look forward to seeing you on a Friday going into the holiday weekend. So stop by when you're getting all your ham and your eggs and your jelly beans and all of that stuff.
Reese's peanut butter eggs. I love them.
If anybody at Albertsons wants to pick some up, I've told
my wife already that you know, I know I'm watching what I eat on 3010 Weight Loss for Life. There is an expectation of a Reese's peanut butter cup egg on Sunday. I don't ask for much.
Or two or three.
There is an expectation of, I hope the folks there at 3010 can live with that, because there might be a little, I'm going to have to sneak one of those in.
Well, two or three.
Sunday or two or three. Let's tell you what the top story of the day is here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Going deep. Today's top story, Burns and Gambo.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
it's beautiful there.
It is gorgeous.
You go, you walk around, you go, ooh, you go, ah, you walk to another spot, ooh, ah. After about an hour, you're just like, we go now?
It's like that scene from National Lampoon's Vacation, the first one.
Yeah.
After Clark has just robbed the Grand Canyon Hotel, right, because they're out of money. And his wife says, don't you want to look at the Grand Canyon? Yeah, it's great. Let's go. And then they run out real quick.
Even before that is when they're driving around lost in the desert. And she's like, you're lost. It's only the biggest hole in the world. I'll find it eventually.
Yeah, I went there a few months ago with me and Chelsea and the kids. We went there a few months ago because it's only about an hour away from my cabin.
Sure.
So we went there, and it's beautiful. It is. It's breathtaking. It's beautiful. And so Josh Rosen.
Little
trip to the Grand Canyon.
Made a trip to the Grand Canyon.
Good for
and
him.
While he was not available to reporters last week during the first week of the organized workouts for the team, he did make himself available to Sports Illustrated as part of their SITV channel, and it's kind of behind a paywall. But these video clips that we got, they were released by Sports Illustrated, and while at the Grand Canyon, while making this 14-minute video, he got a little introspective on his start with Arizona and all the rumors and things like that.
Let me just say this. I did not expect to hear anything like this before the draft. I thought he was shutting it down, keeping it low-key, not going to comment at all until after he knew what his status was. So the fact that there is actually some audio now and there's video and there's him commenting on his situation, I think is fascinating. Because I think a lot of people kind of wanted to know. Now, the answers don't surprise me, but I do think it is. I was not expecting to have audio from Josh Rosen talking about this upcoming decision by the Arizona Cardinals.
So what we've done is we've spliced it up into four different smaller sound bites. I've got the full audio if you want, but I think it's better this way. We can just kind of go piece by piece on this as it relates to the season he had and his future with the Arizona Cardinals. He said, first off, that his rookie year went about as bad as it could have been, but he still enjoyed it.
I think the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go, but within that, had an unbelievable time.
Okay, an unbelievable time, which I've got a thought on that. Could be his way of trying to say, okay, it sucked, it was hard, we had our challenges, but I loved it. As if to say,
right,
I'm not down about it, I'm not down on myself about it, I still believe in myself, and I loved every minute of it. It was a blast. I enjoyed it. Okay. Then he goes on to talk about how he understands the situation that his employer is in.
I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions.
I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions.
Right.
Reaction?
Yeah, like, it's just... Basically, nothing shocked me. I like, I don't know. There's nothing I could do. I'm prepared. The wins last year, he talked about how the wins meant everything, but they didn't really win a lot of football games. And I just think overall, like, he's, you know, he said everything that I expected him to say.
Yeah.
If he's here next year, great. If he's not here next year,
well, yeah, I'll get
to that in a second.
I'll get to that in a second, because that's kind of like the moment that we're building up here, too.
Okay.
Winning is intoxicating.
Like, we won three games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete.
A team next year. I want to be part of a I didn't say I want to be part of the Cardinals and help them turn this around and, you know, lead. We won three games, and each of those wins to me felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is intoxicating. And that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year. So there's doubts in his mind. You could tell there's doubts. I don't know if I'm going to be here. I don't know where I'm going to be. So that's why I'm not going to say, I can't wait to be a part of this and grow with these guys. And we built something. And, you know, next year we're going to win. We're going to try to reach for the play. He said, I want to be part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete.
I noticed the same thing. The other thing I noticed about that cut was how he's professing to whoever wants to listen to this. I love winning.
I love winning.
Winning is intoxicating. We won only three games. Every single one of them felt like the Super Bowl. I love to win. I want to win. And if you want me to be your quarterback, I'm going to be all about winning football games, because it was intoxicating, but even just to win those three games.
But then saying, I want to have the same opportunities to go out and compete. Look at it that, like, I don't want to be a backup to Phillip Rivers for 2 years or to Tom Brady for 2 years. I want the same opportunities to go out and compete. I want to compete. I want to play. I want the same opportunities I had last year, which was to be a starting quarterback. I don't want to be a backup for somebody for 2 years because I'm making $2 million a year and I'm a good salary guy.
So here's what he said kind of at the end, and this is kind of what has everybody buzzing.
I think, like, the best advice I've ever gotten in life from so many different people is control what you can control. And whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off.
And there you go. There's the first.
Prove them right if they keep me.
There's the first active reference to the existence of the possibility that he's not here next year.
Prove them wrong if they ship me off. It's an exact answer that you would expect from anybody, right? Simple answer. If I'm here, I want to prove that you made the right decision. If I'm gone, I want to prove that you made the wrong decision. That's my job. My job is to prove you wrong. If you trade me, I need to prove you wrong. I need to show that you guys made a mistake. So no matter how good Kyler Murray is, I need to be better. I need to lead a team and win and things like that. Now, the other thing is, you know, you can only control what you can control. If he goes to a team that has a veteran quarterback, you can't control that. You can't control that you're going to sit behind Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers or some veteran quarterback until it's your time. You can't control that. But as far as whether he's on this team or not, I mean, that is advice that everybody's gotten in life. You know, there are things that are out of your control. Like, yep. You can't worry about those things. You can't worry about things that are out of your control. Every person listening has probably got that advice somewhere along the line from somebody that's close to them, right?
Of course.
You can't, yeah, there's nothing you can do.
It's common advice, but sure. It's great advice.
It's common advice, and it's fair.
And it's some
fair.
Of the hardest advice in the world to follow because it's very difficult.
Well, because life
you want to try
there.
To control what you can't control. And when you just kind of give up and say, I can't control that, then life becomes a whole lot easier.
Life is not fair. So,
yeah.
But the things that you can control, you control. And the things you can't control, you there's nothing you can do about it. And that's what saying.
After watching this video, I'm going to say something here, and I'll be curious to see if you agree with this. Yes, this morning when I watched this video was the first time that I really felt like he's gone.
Oh yeah, me too.
It was the first. It was really the first time where I thought, oh, he's gone. He's not going to be here.
Because the thing that I think you're going to gauge the same thing out of it. There's no way that anybody gave him any assurances that he's the quarterback of this team next year. sit. We've speculated on that in the past. Maybe they told him, just be a good soldier. We're going to play this out right because we're going to trade the pick. His comments right there, there's no confidence that he's coming back in those comments. There's no confidence at all. If there's no brashness to it, there's no confidence in it. If anything, there's doubt. So to me, when I hear those comments, and I think he's just too young, and I don't want to say immature, but I just think he's too young. He's not a veteran. He's not a grizzled veteran that knows exactly what to say. He has a kid that's been in the NFL for 1 year, and he doesn't know what's going to go on with his career, and I think that's obvious. I don't know what's going to happen to me. So with that being said, what I take out of that is there is no way that they went to him and said, hey, we're going to play this game because we're going to try to get as much as we can for this pick. You're our guy. You're our quarterback. You're going to hear things. Don't worry about him. Just brush him off. We have all the confidence in the world in you. We're just trying to parlay this pick into as many picks as we can to give you the help you need. I totally believe that that did not happen based on his comments. You
yeah,
agree?
No, I do. I completely agree. And I think that, look, we've talked about this Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray situation every up and down, every single way you could talk about it. And that throughout that whole process, I never had much of a feel for how this was going to turn out. You know, everything was just, and it still is guesswork. A week from now, they could take Nick Bosa number one overall and Josh Rosen's a quarterback, and I'm wrong, okay?
Well, at least he got the Grand Canyon visited, right? You get to cut that off your bucket list. You know what? It's tougher when you're living in, like, Washington or New York.
Sure,
or
got that taken
New
care
England.
Of when
it's
you're
easier
living
now.
But
yeah.
Today was the first day after watching that video, I thought, oh, I think Josh Rosen's going to be former Arizona Cardinals quarterback Josh Rosen
at some point. Peg it, I would have said the same thing because there's no confidence in his voice. There's no brashness. There's no feeling. I mean, there's a lot more doubt. I mean, listen to that, the part you played 2 parts ago.
I'll play it right here.
I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year.
Like, we won 3 games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete.
Doesn't that sound like a message to his future employer? Hey, come get me. I want to win. I love winning. Winning is intoxicating, and I so badly want to win for you. Now, he could be talking about the Cardinals in there, but it almost sounds like he's sending a message to future employer. Come get me!
I don't see Cardinals in any of that.
Crazy stuff.
Outside of the 3 games that they won and how intoxicating it was, but I want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to be part of a team, and it's at Cardinals.
Yeah,
I totally think that he has no idea what's going to go on. Like, he's got no information from anybody. He's as clueless as everybody else is on what's going to happen with his decision.
So many thought the Cardinals were sending a message yesterday with their own video release, but then after sending out a second video, have we just gotten to the point where the Cardinals are messing with everybody? Sure feels like it. We'll talk about it next on the Burns and Gambo Show. So while we're on the topics of videos and what they mean and what they don't and what were we trying to say and what are you not trying to say and what message are you trying to send? Boy, the Arizona Cardinals are...
The mind games right now are just... This is, okay, you got us. You win. You got us. Yeah, congratulations, Mark Dalton and all of the Cardinals, the digital department at the Cardinals. Yeah, you got us. You did. You got us. Oh, my God. The Cardinals released their video and Josh Rosen's not in it. What does it mean? Oh, my God. It's David Johnson and Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald and Chandler. There's not one image of Josh Rosen anywhere to be found anywhere. He's not even in it. Oh, my God, he must be getting traded. He has to be getting traded. They're taking Kyler Murray. That's it. Go to put all your money. Josh Rosen's not in the video. No sign of him.
And then about
12 hours later,
14 hours later, we're going to release the second video that's got Josh Rosen all over it.
He's all over it.
Including Josh Rosen at the very end of the video with Chandler Jones standing next to him with a finger up to his mouth, and he's doing the thing right into the video. And look, Bickley Marotta nailed this. I was driving in and I'm just going to say the way they said it because it was perfect. It is either the biggest oops in the history of professional sports videos.
It's definitely not that.
Or it's the biggest mind job in the history of professional sports video. It's one of the two.
Oh, yeah. It's a mind job. It's propaganda.
I mean,
it's propaganda.
I can't think of any other way to look at it. That's a beautiful word to use to describe it. It's propaganda.
I mean, it is. It's propaganda.
It's awesome. It's great. I don't mind it one bit, but it's propaganda. No doubt.
This guy's a communist spreading propaganda.
What's that from?
It's from a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I said we should look at the Oakland Raiders trailer to see if Carr's in it.
And we did.
And he is in it.
Jordan, he's the only Raiders player featured. At the very end, he's superimposed right next to the schedule.
Yeah. The Falcons one is hilarious. It's a Game of Thrones themes. Jordan, if you could send that to me. I wasn't able to. And then I heard this, but I did not see it. The Bills did one. It was around a Tinder app. And when they got to Matt Patricia, they sideswiped it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the Bills did like a Tinder app. Oh, I don't ever remember when these videos of the upcoming season, these trailers were popular. I don't ever remember
When did this become a thing? I don't.
Because of just social media, one.
Sure.
Digital content and what they could do digitally now compared to even 5 years ago is through the roof.
That's the answer to the question, why is this a thing? I get that. When did this become a
thing? When they started creating entire departments for digital and for social and for things like that. I mean, our co-workers, Craig Grillo and Mike Jarecki, do a great job for the Cardinals, and Darren Urban and Kyle Odegaard, all those guys. I mean, they got their own staff over there. So what's happened is these teams have their staffs now, and they can put all this stuff together, you know, videos and digital and content.
My favorite video was the Carolina Panthers. They put out a video with each opponent set to either an 80s or 90s video game, like with the classic old graphics of an Atari 2600 or a Nintendo. There was one where like the Panther guy was playing Pitfall over Tampa Bay Buccaneer helmets, where you swing on the rope and you jump
just
over.
Just tell me somebody had the game Joust in there. I still love that freaking game.
Don't remember.
Does anybody remember Joust?
I do remember Joust.
You remember Joust?
I don't remember that being in the video, but I need to watch it again.
I loved Joust.
So here's Adam Schefter. He's on Get Up this morning on ESPN, and he's talking about, hey, Rosen's not on the video. Rosen's not on the video.
Well, make of that what you will, but there were a number of players featured in that video, and you would think that the team would want to promote the quarterback and draft in the first round last year. It wasn't there. It's just the latest sign that tells you that sometime by the start of the draft, you would think that Arizona is going to look to move on from Josh Rosen.
It's almost like the Cardinals waited until Schefter said that on national TV.
Release
the second video. Release the hounds. Schefter just went on national TV and said, oh, there it is. It's a sign we're not taking Rosen. Release the video.
There's a word after mind and before us that comes in this sentence of what the Arizona Cardinals just did.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try to rhyme it. Yeah. I think most people know what you're talking about.
But that's what they just did to everybody right there. When that came out, it was like, oh my God. It was just like, now you know that runs up the flagpole, the Cardinals. Like, that runs up the flag. Sure. None of that stuff gets released unless the top dog, Michael Bidwell, is okay in it. And somebody came up with the idea, let's do this. Let's release the home schedule, and we're not going to put Josh Rosen in it. And then we'll wait like 12 hours and release the road one and be all Josh. And we're like, oh my God, that's genius.
Yeah.
And you know what? Congratulations to them. It was
brilliant. Great.
You played us all.
The second video came out about 11 o'clock this morning. And like you said, it was the video featuring the road opponents. That was the one that would feature Josh Rosen prominently. The video came out last night, I think about 6:30 or 7, that featured the home schedule that did not have Josh Rosen in it. And I to the other theory of, oh my God, the Cardinals, oh shoot, we did a video and we didn't put Josh Rosen in it. Let's slap something together.
No way.
Those
videos were done a long time ago.
No way. I just maybe I'm a cynic. Maybe I'm a realist. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second that was an, oh crap, we didn't put Josh Rosen in the video moment.
Hell no.
It's all.
Now listen, it doesn't matter. Like, even if they put Josh Rosen in the home video and they trade him, who cares? Like, honestly, like, who cares?
Is anyone going to remember that Josh Rosen was in the home opponent video the day the schedule came out?
Josh Rosen gets traded next week. Is anybody going to say, but they put him in the video? He was in the video. Like, why was he in the video? Remember when the New Orleans Pelicans took Anthony Davis out of their introduction video?
Yeah.
I was like, well, why did you do that? Like, he's still part of the team. Like, why did you do that? Sometimes teams overthink it, and then sometimes, you know, teams use it to their advantage.
I'm glad you mentioned the Anthony Davis thing, because to think that the Cardinals didn't have this planned is to think that Anthony Davis accidentally wore a that's all folks t-shirt to the last New Orleans home game.
Somebody dresses him and lays it out.
I didn't pick out that t-shirt.
My clothes get laid out for me every night.
Sure, Anthony. Whatever you say. Thanks, big fella. Yeah, we appreciate that. Come on. Of course you deliberately wore that shirt. Of course you knew what you were doing.
The only thing
of course you knew what message you was sending.
The only thing with the Rosen video is like, if they would have put him in, like, I don't think we would have read anything into it. Like, if that was just a home video and Rosen was featured a couple times in it, are we going to be like, oh, does that mean he's staying? No, we're not going to be like, we still don't know. It doesn't mean anything.
No.
It doesn't mean anything.
Someone might have noticed it and went, oh, Josh Rosen's in the video. I wonder if that means...
It means nothing. But here's the thing.
It means nothing.
It's an introductory video to the games they're playing.
And I don't know if you feel the same way about this. I am not upset about this. I'm not irritated about this. I'm not even slightly annoyed by this. I am tremendously entertained by this.
I agree.
I think this is intriguing, interesting, thought-provoking, conversation starting. I'm not upset with the Cardinals one bit for doing this. I think this is awesome that they did this.
You want a number? Over 500,000 views on the first trailer.
On the first one?
That did not have Rosen.
The Rosenless video.
Yeah,
over
I do not have an update on the second trailer, but there are over 500,000 views on the first trailer is the information I'm getting. Over 500,000.
That's great.
And, you know, Adam Schefter's probably at least 20 of those. Is he in there? Now, I was told that there is like a little piece of Josh Rosen in the first trailer, just like a glimpse.
It's the back of his jersey.
Right.
He's just thrown a touchdown pass, but the center of the frame of the picture is more focused on the guy receiving the touchdown and not the one throwing it. You can barely see him again.
The moral of the story, don't read anything into this.
Is it not?
Second video has 108,000 views.
Okay.
In a little over 3 hours.
Yeah. How can you tell that? Does the number show up on the bottom?
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah. Right?
It shows
how many views. Yeah.
I just got a text that the first one had over 500,000.
Serious question,
though. It doesn't mean anything.
Is it in any way disrespectful to Josh Rosen?
That's fair.
Is it any way...
That's totally fair.
Disrespect. I mean, if it is a mind game that they're playing, if they are just trying to screw with everybody, is that on any level unfair to Josh to be... If it's a propaganda campaign
to be a pawn in this whole gimmick thing,
just a thought that popped into my head.
Sure,
is that unfair?
No, that's not unfair. That's fair.
No, it's
you're right.
Okay,
it's probably a little bit unfair. I don't think they care. I mean, they put Rosen through hell anyway. What's one more thing? Like, you know, if you're Rosen, you aren't in the video. Now you're in the video. I mean. Unless they told him, hey, listen, you're not in the first video, but you're in the second one. So just in case anybody, you know.
In case anybody flips out about it.
Yeah, in case anybody flips out about it. But that's a fair comment. I mean, because it is him.
Yeah.
That's not being, people probably, dude, you're not in it. How come you're not in it? Dude, was it you getting traded? I'm sure he got blown up after the trailer came out.
It was a road trip that Troy Lovello had circled on his calendar. And so far, the Diamondbacks were off to a pretty good start on that road trip. Talking a little D-backs baseball next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
The Burns and Gambo Need to Know Twitter poll presented by Sanderson Ford.
Jordan Bird is handling today's Twitter poll duties here on the Burns and Gambo Show, and I have not seen it yet.
Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I've hiked the Grand Canyon.
You have?
I've hiked it.
Growing up in Flagstaff, we would play Grand Canyon teams, like in youth sports.
Oh,
so you would
sure.
have a Little League game or
you
soccer game at the Grand Canyon,
them, didn't you?
They were terrible.
Sure, you know what? When we go cut down our Christmas tree every year?
Yeah.
We usually cut it down about a half hour south of the Grand Canyon.
Nothing against, like, Flagstaff, but, like, when my daughter's soccer team would go play the Flagstaff club soccer team, it would be, like, 15 to nothing.
So then just imagine what the village of Grand Canyon was like.
When that Flagstaff team came down here to play us, it was like, oh, my God.
Sure was.
It got to the point, like, 20 minutes into the game where you can't score anymore. You already have 15 goals.
So Josh,
just pass it.
Josh Rosen's highly publicized trip to the Grand Canyon notwithstanding. What is the poll question today?
Well, we are talking a little bit about Josh Rosen. After releasing two separate schedule videos, one with Josh Rosen and one without him, what do you think the Cardinals are going to do with the first overall pick? 36% say they are taking Kyler Murray. 26% says it's a smokescreen for a trade. And tying at 19%, you have they're keeping Rosen and they don't know what they're going to do yet.
1 week from today, right?
Just
one more week?
You know what? Stop asking. Just stop asking what they're going to do.
One more week.
Although I did hear somebody say, I think it was Schefter, and this is some, this is a point we've made on this show many times. At some point, if you're moving Josh Rosen, you better start letting teams know you're moving Josh Rosen.
Yeah, now.
I mean, it's we're just now. About there.
Yes.
It's just about go time to pick up that phone and start making, you know what? Hey, Steve, it's Bruce just over send him at the Redskins.
Just send him the trailer, Paul, because they made him look good. Like, seriously, they made Josh Rosen look good in that trailer. Some completed passes and some touchdowns.
You're being mean.
No, I'm seriously. Like, they made him look like he was. He won 13 games instead
funny.
Of three.
That's funny stuff.
You interested in Josh Rosen? Did you see our trailer? No? I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
Here's his highlights. All five of them from the entire season.
Hey, are you guys keeping Josh Rosen or not? You know what? I'm going to send you a video, and you tell me whether we're keeping him or not based off which video I send you. The one he's in or is the one he's not in? Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Good for them. Good for them. For a three-game sweep on the road to start off this 10-game road trip.
Great sweep.
At the beginning of the week, I was a little down on the Diamondbacks. Like, I just don't know if this team has shown me that they're capable of being anything more than anybody thought they were going to be.
Okay.
And this series, you started to see some things where maybe they are capable of being at least a little bit more than what we thought they could be. That was a good series.
Let's start with last night. I mean, you have the big ninth inning, LeCastro, and the Braves bullpen is a disaster. Oh, my God. LeCastro bunts the ball, gets the second on, and Yara by Biddle. Biddle then walks Dyson and Escobar, loads the bases with two outs. Adam Jones on a 3-2 pitch. He walks, brings in the winning run. Holland gets the save again. He's been perfect for them. The D-backs bullpen has been very good. I mean, Andrees, Bradley, and Holland, four innings from those guys, two by Bradley. They were great. Adam Jones hit another home run, number five for them. Marte had two more RBIs. He's got 14 on the season. I don't know if he got one today or not, but he's got 14 ribbies through 18 games. That was big. I mean, that was a big win. So, you know, you won the series on the road. And then you go out there today and you get a great performance by Luke Weaver. I think he struck out 9 in the game.
Correct.
He was fantastic. And Christian Walker, who we had on the show yesterday, comes up with a huge home run and they're able to win that game, sweep the Braves. They're over 500. I think a game and a half out of first place. I think they were two out going into today, so that picks up at least a half game, so they're a game and a half out. But you know, good win, great sweep, got to be really happy with what they just did to start this, you know, this gigantic 10-game road trip.
There's so many things about this three-game road trip to talk about. I want to start with Christian Walker, though. I don't know if that's necessarily the most important part.
Yeah, he's hitting 300.
He now has 6 home runs in the 7th inning or later. That is tied for the 3rd most in a season by a Diamondbacks rookie. Okay. With guys like Travis Lee, Chris Young, Miguel Montero, David Peralta's on that list.
Home runs after the 7th inning.
His six home runs in the 7th inning or later are tied for the 3rd most in a season by a D-backs rookie. The only guys who have hit more as rookies were Travis Lee and Chris Young. That's it. So that's stat number one. His 6 homers are a D-backs rookie record for the month of March/April.
Really?
Yep. And I believe before that home run, he was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, I think.
But that's, you know what, if you're a power hitter, I mean, that's the old day power hitter, right? He ended up going 2-for-5 in the game and got his batting average up to 300. Christian Walker's hitting 300.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you say, how many home runs does he have now?
He has 6 on the season.
He has six
home runs on the season.
I said yesterday, when you look at the production, Christian Walker against Paul Goldschmidt, Adam Jones against A.J. Pollock. You're not missing much. Now, again, you're only 21 games in. So we're not, I mean, I'm not basing this on the full season. I'm basing this on now. I'm basing this on 20 games into the season. You're not missing anything. Paul Goldschmidt, A.J. Pollock versus Adam Jones, Christian Walker. You're not missing a thing. Walker's getting at a higher average and hitting, you know, just as many home runs and driving in just as many runs. I know A.J. had a big home run yesterday, his second, but Adam Jones has been better. Adam Jones has been a better player.
Adam Jones has been, again, it's early, Boy, what a pickup he's been.
It's a steal.
Fifth home run of the season last night.
It's a great player.
He had the RBI ground out today to give him the 1-0 lead. He drew the bases loaded walk to give them the winning run.
He's a smart player. He's always been a great player. But you know what? Remember what the knock was? When I was the because I brought that up, that the Diamondbacks were interested in Adam Jones about a month before they signed him. Do you remember what the knock was?
Their defense.
The defense's metrics on it. Oh, shut up. Defensive metrics is the guy's a terrific ball player. He's a terrific ball player, but these stat mongols like, oh, his defensive metrics is that he's a quarter of an inch slower when he goes to his right, and like I'm looking at this like, what? Like, it's Adam Jones, a good baseball player. He's always been a good baseball player.
But, and I'm not trying to defend the stat. What you call mongols?
Mongols? Is that a word?
Mongols? I'm mongrels, maybe? Or
mongrels?
Mongers? Stat mongers? Is that what you were going for?
I don't know what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, I knew the stats part. I didn't know the other part.
I'm not saying this in defense of them, but yeah. I guess in defense of them, this is all coming from Adam Jones as a right fielder for the most part.
Yeah, so what?
Well, no, but he's not being asked to play center field.
Fine.
That was the position where everybody was like, well, can he play center field? Can he play? The Steven Souza injury forced Adam Jones into this everyday role, but it also forced him to a spot on the field where we don't have to worry about his defensive metrics
as
much.
And if he was in center field, you wouldn't have to worry about him either. The guy's been a hell of a ball player his whole career. Happy to have him. By the way, Christian Walker's on pace to hit 51 home runs.
He's
on pace to hit 51 home runs.
I'll take the under on that if you want to make a lunch bet on that bad boy now.
Listen, I'm just giving you, I can only give you what we have to base on. Right now, he's projected to hit 51 home runs. That's what he's projected to hit.
I'll take the under.
Yeah, I'll take the under, too.
I'll take the under.
The point I'm making is the production that you're getting out of Jones and Walker and even Marte with all the RBIs has been fantastic. Well, this team's over 500. They're right there in the NL West. They're not this. There was a lot of people that thought, my God, they might be out of this by May 1st because they thought there was a lot of people. I didn't think they were going to be good this year.
I'll say this about Marte. Not that I expected him to be like this, but there were expectations of him to be good this year. There were expectations of him to kind of live up to a contract that he was given, chewing up all those arbitration years, going into his free agency years. There's an expectation that comes with a contract like that. Like, you're going to be, we need you to be a contributor to this baseball team. So right. I'm not saying I'm sitting here and, oh, I knew he was going to have 14 RBIs for the first. No, I didn't know that. But I had expectations that he needed to contribute for this team. So I'm not overly surprised that he's been one of their better offensive
players
so far.
And if you
want
to compare him, because he's the center fielder to AJ Pollock, they've got the same amount of RBIs. They've each driven in 14 runs. So he's driven in. So I'm just, the point I'm trying to make is that they are getting a lot of production and they're not missing any of the production they lost.
Join us tomorrow. We're on the road, Albertsons at Desert Ridge. We're going to be there with Woodford Reserve, who will be giving complimentary bottle engravings with the purchase of Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. Yes, you heard me right. It is a bottle engraving remote tomorrow with Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. Buy a bottle, get it engraved free for complete details, plus a special discount from Lyft for a safe ride. Text the word Derby to 620-620. Bill Belichick and the Patriots reportedly maybe kicking the tires on a Josh Rosen trade. Why is the rest of the NFL so concerned about that happening? Talk about it next on the Burns and Gambo Show. I'm smiling because I'm thinking about how we've forged a really nice relationship with our next guest. Once upon a time.
Yeah, usually when we beat down on people, they usually just don't like us. When this next guest predicted that the Cardinals would lose, was it 10 games in a row?
Yes.
And then the next year predicted they'd win the Super Bowl. It wasn't really close on either one.
He still likes us, and we still like him.
Exactly.
That's why I'm smiling. I'm looking forward to having
stupid predictions all the time, too.
We say some of the dumbest stuff in the world.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like every single day.
It's just evidence that we can all move on and forgive and forget and still be friends at the end of the day. Greg Bedard, owner and editor of the Boston Sports Journal, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Good to hear from you again, Greg. How are you?
Friend of years, friend of tears. How are we doing?
We're doing very well. Life treating you well there in Boston at the Boston Sports Journal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, look, the Red Sox stink. The Celtics are playing nobody in the first round. The Bruins are locked into a pretty good duel in against the Maple Leafs. And the Patriots are the reigning Super Bowl champs and apparently are going to are going to be auditioning people, I think, from the stands to play wide receiver for him this year to up the degree of difficulty. So, yeah, it's all good.
I got a kick out of Chris Sale the other day after he got slaughtered by the Yankees, man. I'm embarrassed for my family. I'm embarrassed for myself, my team. I mean, he looked like he was about to cry when he was speaking to the media after the game.
That's exactly what you want to hear about 2 weeks after the team gives him a $135 million contract. I mean, that's just the way you draw it up if you're the Red Sox. I mean, he's been terrible. I mean, at least he admits it.
Yeah, at least he does that. All right, so an article you wrote caught our attention. We talked about it yesterday, and we thought, let's give Greg a call and get him on about this. You polled five NFL executives about Rosen's draft evaluations and where he would fit into this year's draft. And the consensus that was reached among those five was, as you write, quote, "It would be just like the Patriots to make this deal, and it would not go over well across the league," close quote. What did you find out about what the league thought about the Patriots possibly acquiring Josh Rosen?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of background with Rosen. I mean, considering, you know, the Patriots weren't going to draft him last year, and, you know, the Cardinals stunk, so it's not like I watched them a lot last year. So, you know, I dove into the film and talked to some people around the league, and basically, you know, the consensus, I asked them, I said, if he was coming out this year, where would he be viewed in this class? And they said, it's 1A or 1B, depending on what kind of scheme you run with Kyler Murray, that, you know, his throwing ability, you know, his ability to operate from the pocket is, you know, as good as, I think one guy said, you know, he's basically the best since, in that regard, in terms of just purely throwing the football, the best that he's evaluated since Drew Brees. And so, you know, and he's held in high esteem. I mean, the question with him has always been, you know, does he have, you know, you guys know as well as anybody that, you know, when it comes to that position, being a franchise quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, it's all about the things that you can't measure. The intangibles, what kind of leaders are they? How do they operate in crunch time? How do they operate under pressure? There are still a lot of lingering doubts in that area, but almost all of them, you know, when it came time, you know, considering that the Cardinals have already paid his signing bonus, you don't have to worry about any of that. And if you can get him for a late first, a second, third, whatever the market is for him, then you should absolutely do it. And if you can develop him and sit him behind a guy like Brady for a couple of years, all the better.
Yeah, I don't know that there's this love fest with the players in that locker room for Josh Rosen. I mean, the media makes it out to be that way sometime, but my understanding is it's much different than that. There are a lot of players that would like to see a switch at quarterback and like to see them get Kyler Murray. The biggest thing for me, and I do believe, based on not reading anything, but my conversations with people, that the Patriots do have interest in Rosen and that they would like to try to acquire him if he's available. But how, again, you've been down this road with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, are they going to trade for a quarterback that's not going to play for 2 or 3 years? I mean, the biggest question is Brady. I mean, if you knew he was going to be out in one more year, okay, then it makes sense. But if he's going to play 2 more years, does it make sense to trade for Josh Rosen?
I mean, I think it just does from the financials because, you know, look, you still have 3 years of control plus the fifth year option, and then you could franchise him. And, you know, let's say Brady stays true to his word. He plays till 45. You know, he'll be 42 this year. So that's 3 years. You still have the fifth year option on Rosen. I mean, you know, it's definitely the timing is uneven, but, you know, at least it's in the ballpark. But the other part of this is, and I've reported on this earlier, is that, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, you know, who knows what they're talking about in the Patriots organization earlier in the offseason. We were talking about something else. And, you know, I brought up Brady's contract extension and that hasn't been done yet. And, you know, they figure it'll be done, like they have to wait till August. But, you know, they brought up almost unsolicited that, you know, they could see, they would not be surprised if Brady won a Super Bowl this year that he could walk away, that it would be, you know, his seventh. He'd be clear, you know, two from Charles Haley. They would break the deadlock with the Steelers for the most in the franchise. He would be ahead of Michael Jordan in terms of all professional athletes. So I think if that's the consensus of the Patriots organization, that they're now in a year-to-year thing, and I've heard that from people going on a couple years now, then I think a guy like Rosen does make sense. And at the worst, I mean, you know, you trade him again like Garoppolo. But I think they need to get the next guy ready. And if you can get a top 10 talent now for you know, for whatever you're going to pay them, not have to pay the signing bonus, then it makes a lot of sense.
For what, though? What would they give up? Would they give up their first-round pick?
I think they would give up 32 for him, I think. I mean, they would try to drive a hard bargain and maybe for a second, and or maybe, you know, they have, I think, two or three thirds, maybe, you know, two of the third. But I think late first, maybe second-round pick, maybe second-round pick plus a future something else. I think that would be fair. And if you're, you know, if the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray number one, everybody's going to know the deal. I mean, they're not. I mean, they could keep him. I mean, that would actually be the smart thing. Do sort of like a Patrick Mahomes type thing, where, you know, maybe you let Rosen play for a year or half a year, and then you get Murray ready and take over, and then you can deal Rosen maybe with a little bit more tape. Maybe it looks better under Kingsbury that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he's a better prospect, and maybe you do get a mid first round pick.
Greg Bedard, our guest, the owner and editor of the Boston Sports Journal here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, rooted there in Boston, covering all Boston sports. The question that I have for you is, if Belichick is interested in you, and I don't want to get cheesy here on this, but it seems to me, if I'm Josh Rosen and I hear that, hey, Belichick might want you to be the guy who replaces Tom Brady, I got to think that the idea of being a backup somewhere, if you're going to go be a backup anywhere, there's some appeal to that, right? Given all the history and how good Belichick is at evaluating talent, if he's into you, that might be something you would be into if you were Josh Rosen, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. And from what I've learned about, you know, Rosen from talking to people, you know, at least in terms of makeup and his intelligence and things like that, he reminds me of another guy that I covered, Aaron Rodgers, that, you know, personality wise, you know, maybe not the biggest hanger out guy in the locker room or with beers with the guy, likes to be challenged, that if he doesn't think the coaches challenge him enough, then, you know, he sort of, you know, tunes them out, that sort of thing. You know, if all those things are true, I mean, it would almost sort of answer the question, what if Aaron Rodgers was coached by Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels? How many Super Bowl titles would he have? I mean, I think if you're Rosen and you do want to be the best and you want to be challenged, then, yeah, sitting behind Brady and learning from these guys is the place to be. But, you know, if you think you know it all and can win anywhere, I don't know. It's a tough place to play. I mean, you know, you got to be willing to take hard coaching. Will he do that? I think so, but, you know, we'll have to see.
Greg, good stuff as always. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. And if something happens a week from now or sometime after that, we would love to have you back on again.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.
Got it. Greg Bedard, owner, editor of the Boston Sports Journal, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. But to repeat, you do believe the Patriots are an interested party in Josh Rosen?
I can confirm they are interested. Yeah, this isn't a guess here. This is not speculation, rumors. The Patriots are interested in Josh Rosen.
Mel Kiper, Todd McShay put together yet another mock draft today, and there's no surprise at the top. We'll tell you who it is, of course. Some of those other potential Cardinal targets that Gambo talked about earlier, where are they projected to go? We'll give you that next on the Burns and Gambo Show.